Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a soggy Monday morning. And boy, that forecast from Brittany for the folks in the Valley.
I know.
Are you still living in the Valley area? Or are you up here?
Yeah, I'm in the Appleton area.
Boy, did you hear that forecast for tomorrow?
I haven't looked yet.
Ooh,
all right, nasty. We'll introduce you after we talk to you about the weather. And he's probably going to ask you about this movie, too. Have you ever seen Vision Quest?
The movie?
No.
Was your husband a wrestler? In high school?
No.
Okay. No.
All right.
So,
what was your, in high school, did you go to basketball games?
I did go to
Was like the warm-up song? The most popular warm-up song they played?
Oh, I feel like Rocky was a big one.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Hilbert High School.
You're a Wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A great friend of mine was the head coach there, Mike Moreau.
Oh, my gosh. He was my teacher.
Oh, no kidding. He's from the UP. He's from Iron Mountain.
Oh, nice.
He was a teammate with Izzo and Mariucci at Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Steve's brother?
Huh? No, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah.
What did you say, Izzo?
Tommy Izzo. Tommy Izzo and Steve Mariucci are both from Iron Mountain, same place that Coach Moreau is from.
But how is Tommy and Steve related?
They're not related. I didn't say they're related, did I?
No, but when you said Mariucci from Iron Mountain, I think we all think of Steve Mariucci. So it felt like you were...
I'm talking about Steve Mariucci and Tom Izzo. They were teammates at Iron Mountain.
Oh, they're teammates. Okay,
yeah, I along got it. With him.
All right, we're going to get to our guest, but okay.
April McNamara is our very special guest, Small Business Spotlight.
So we talk about living in your home and we want people to be happy in their home, but this whole functional living is something that you are like a guru on, a consultant on. You've taken your, but occupational therapy and working with people and then in their homes and how can our home be more functional, which will make us a happier home. Is that kind of what you do?
Yeah, that's a good summary. Yeah, I help to make it functional and supportive so you can focus on what's important to you, those everyday things and being able to be with your family and this concept that I like to call living in place.
Is this isn't geared specifically towards disabled people, right?
No, anyone. Okay. You can be a mom and you're taking care of your children, or maybe you might have some limitations and need some help to think of different ways to make home more functional and supportive. Or maybe you're taking care of a loved one or a spouse, or maybe you're a senior who just retired and is looking for the next chapter in life. It's really about making home functional and supportive for you.
So functional living with April, right? That's the name of your organization. You're an entrepreneur and we love the entrepreneur, and that's why we are spotlighting you this week. What's the biggest challenge? I'm going to guess, but what's the biggest challenge when you walk into someone's house? My guess, people in this part of the world, they kind of have a lot of stuff in their house.
Well, and I feel like change is hard.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really work with someone, I walk with them through the process. And we'll look at kind of the function of your home. Like, what do you want to and need to be able to do in your home? And then looking at simplifying systems and routines. So maybe there's different ways to manage your home, like taking care of the household, as well as looking at letting go or decluttering, which can be hard for people. That one is a big one.
Jim and I were both in real estate, and we have Ben and Deanna Melcor come on here every week talking about these kind of things, about what to do to get your house ready for whatever. And it was, every person in real estate will say this. You want to talk about trying to pull teeth sometimes with people when you suggest certain things? It's like, oh, no, we really like it. You know what I mean? Because you become so ingrained. That's part of your life, part of your personality. But for somebody else, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, we place meaning onto things. And it's funny, I've come full circle. I mean, I was there. I was that person who had too big of a house, too many things that I had acquired, and the realtor was suggesting to pare down. And I was offended.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
And it's funny, though, then fast forward a few years and, I became a mom. And then, when you throw in different, the pandemic and all of the things, I started to really focus on working on home and making home like a comfortable place.
And that's people in their home. It's more than just a place to eat and sleep. It's an operation.
Yes.
And if your kids are, music lessons, you have, and eating and then you want to exercise. I mean, it's got to flow because if you're just walking over stuff all the time, it's just you get frustrated. And you, I think maybe you might stop doing what you really want to do.
Yeah, so. And home is like an extension of us. You know, we place meaning onto the things that are around us. And so let's make home reflect that authentic self, you know, where you can be joyful and happy and comfortable.
And we've been on the historic home, and you walk into different homes, you can tell they function differently.
Yeah.
And I think that's,
and that's okay.
That's what I think.
That's okay.
You can tell who has the kids, who's at them, and who may have their mother-in-law living with them.
Okay. And I'm going to just bring that up. Some people now are, when they build a house, they have builders prepare for the mother-in-law living with them down the road. That's happening, isn't it?
Yes.
That is a very good marriage.
Yeah, that is. But I mean, as far as with like the walk-in showers, the zero clearance showers and different things like that.
Yeah.
So when you, so this is a big thing. This is this isn't just a whim. This is a big thing.
And boy, do people want to stay in their homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is, if you say, what do you want? Is, and you're saying this is for young people too. Yes. It functions right. But people who might get a little bit older, I'm telling you, they, to a T, they want to stay in their homes. And if you can help it function. And
I still remember that was a, broke my mom's heart the day we had, she was disabled and we had to move her to a thing and out of her house and big old house and, you know, and she couldn't handle it. But God, that's a tough day when these people have to leave the place they raise their kids in.
I actually put a quiz together for you guys.
For us?
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Excellent.
Let's put something on. Let's put something on.
It's related to some
of
these topics.
Let's put something on it.
Okay.
Whoever wins gets your...
Oh, I do have a prize.
Whoever wins
gets
your...
Prize.
I was going to say, well, you get your husband's cap that he left here.
No.
No, actually...
Oh, there we go.
Even better, I have a Code Zero radio.
Nice.
And it's filled with local musicians' songs on here.
Fantastic.
So,
or some of the musicians.
Well, let's plug that station. I mean, your husband.
Yes. Oh, Code Zero Radio, WCZR.
Right.
Yes.
And if you want to listen to local talent, that is the place to tune into. And they do interview the guests, and that's a great station.
Can I see it real quick?
Oh, you sure can.
We can use that for bumper music one
morning.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Code Zero.
I know.
I highly recommend Pudge.
your functional living quiz.
Can we play this can we play this in honor of Jim's high school days?
What?
The band Doozy. Do you want to get high with me?
Jeez, why? I just one time.
Well,
one
you
time.
Told me what?
One time.
I actually am a big fan of that band. But
okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
Get. Kicked off the wrestling team. Yeah. And I was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, his nickname was Panama Red.
Okay. There's some good ones on there.
Yeah, it is. Very good ones.
All right,
so
April,
are you ready to
win
this?
More importantly, yes. We are more interested in you are doing with your bringing fun and functioned into your home.
Yes.
All right, functional living with April. Yes. Go ahead, quiz.
So the first question is more of kind of a warm-up, okay? And this one's more open-ended, so you get a point just for participation with this one. So, what does home mean to you? I love it.
John?
A place to live and feel comfortable and safe and secure.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, John,
I would say it's a place where I'll give him the security, but more a place where I can contemplate on my life. More focused on me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong with it.
What?
I'm always interested when I ask people this question.
Why are you guys laughing? What is wrong with that? I don't get it.
All right.
It just sounds like an answer you would give.
That's all. I can see him sitting with his dog's head's in his lap.
Scratching his chin.
He's scratching him, and he's actually talking to his dog. He has conversations with his dog.
I do.
So I can see him just
family
conversing
too.
On your life, reflecting with your dog. Can't you, Todd, you've got the exact same image in your head.
I mean, if he was a smoker, he'd have a pipe, and he'd be, you know.
I do. I tell him if things aren't going good, I'm like, Milton, I gotta lose some weight or something. I'll just tell them.
They're the best listeners.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And they love you no matter what you say.
He's listening right now.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
He listens to the show. He really does.
He does.
It's I always
right
say
now.
Hello to him.
Yeah, no, don't. Okay, go ahead.
Just
all
one
right.
time. One
April,
time.
No.
So I say what?
Don't do that. He's listening. He's listening.
Milton.
Milton, just ignore.
Oh, that's a really good dog named Milton.
Oh,
thank you.
I thought you said it was a real good dog impersonation.
Oh, that's you.
Didn't get that.
All right. All right, April. So
here you go, April.
So a lot of times people talk about home. Home being this, it's more than just the physical environment that you're in, but it's also this internal sense of home. So family and your dog, you know, a all the things that are meaningful to you.
And that's pretty much what I said.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did.
One.
Good job. You each get a point for
all
that.
Right, thank
okay.
You. Okay.
All right.
Good, all right.
So question number two. This one there's a little bit of a backstory on.
Okay.
Okay. So I had posed a question into two different social media sites. I was doing some research on aging in place. And I had posed this question, one in this group of in-home occupational physical and speech therapists, and the other was to sandwich generation caregivers, so people who were caring for their young children as well as caring for their parents. And I asked them this question, given your knowledge and experience, what suggestions do you have to live in your homes as long as possible, aging gracefully?
Have
so wait, I got to give you this one isn't open-ended question.
It's a little premature there,
well,
Jim.
I was going to say to
could she finish?
I was going to say have a larger liquor cabinet.
Oh, well, that wasn't one of the top ones. But
that was
so
the sandwich thing.
The question is,
do you have a liquor cabinet?
Yeah.
I've always wanted one.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Yeah. All right. So, you got to be a little bit careful with that stuff that you drink, those really tall bottles. You make sure that they fit in your liquor cabinet.
You do. And then
you know what I mean?
Accessible.
Like, some of that vodka comes in really tall bottles. Anyway, but
so,
it fits in
the one from Costco.
Yeah.
That thing's huge.
It is. It is. You don't want to lay it on.
Do you have that, April?
I don't.
No? Okay.
What was the number one answer people gave? So here are your options.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Option one.
He always loves multiple choice.
Yes. I do. Multiple guess.
The option one is declutter. Option two, safety. Option three is accessibility.
Accessibility.
Declutter.
Me!
Nice job.
Chilling.
That's correct. However,
wait, why?
No, you can't argue. Yeah.
She is the teacher, I know.
So accessibility, and that was really looking at people who were talking about being able to get into your home, having like especially bathrooms were a big area, making sure that that's a space, like being able to get in and out of your tub, on and off the toilet. And really it was also helpful for not only the person living there, but also the caregiver. However, you're not incorrect because decluttering does impact both safety and accessibility. If you have so much stuff that's overflowing in the pathways, then you can't get through. So then that impacts your safety and accessibility. But accessibility was a big one.
But I think mine kind of it's the umbrella of it all.
Yeah,
she kind of
so.
Said that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
Oh, is this our...
No, you can get another question.
We're
going
to turn it to a break here.
Well, you can stick around.
See how good Todd is?
Oh, he is. He's
see how good Todd is? Picks out specific music.
I feel like I'm on like the runway when you're out of time and the music comes out.
Oh, yeah.
His music
and
is always...
And I would like to thank my producer. We got to take a quick break. April McNamara, Functional Living, Small Business Spotlight, back after this.
All right.
Love songs all night long.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here on a Monday morning with April McNamara, Functional Living Small Business Spotlight. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer a reason to wait to replace your windows and doors. If you order today, you can get 0% interest for up to 48 months. That's right. 4 years, no interest. You only have it till May 31st at Pella, so jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella Design Works lets you virtually see what your home would look like with new windows and doors before you buy. Vinyl, water, fiberglass, it has all the options to bring it to life. 0% interest, free financing, 48 months. If you order by May 31st, certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
See, that would be part of your functional living. You had accessibility with really nice doors, really nice windows to clean them. And
how many songs have the word April in them?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because was there, I got pieces of April, but it's the middle of May.
Never heard
remember
of
that song?
That reminded me of the Soul Asylum song, April Fool.
Oh, there you go.
And that's a good one. And then my grandma would sing April in Paris.
Ah, nice.
Wow. Those are the only ones I know.
All right, we're doing a quiz here. So we've got
with
us.
Who did that song, Todd? I got pieces of April.
Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night.
That
was huge.
I
didn't like them.
You didn't like Three Dog Night?
No.
How could you not like Three Dog Night?
One. That's all the only song they sang. And then
Three Dog Night?
Wasn't that their song?
Which one?
One.
One is the Loneliest Number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of good ones.
But didn't that...
Open up the window, let some air into this room.
All right, we'll get to that after.
Mama told me not to come.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that either. Oh, okay, wow. So Functional Living with April. And you are an entrepreneur that goes into people's homes. And look, this is your biggest investment. This is where you spend the majority of your time. Let's talk and make sure this is functional for you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are taking care of their parents and their kids. Other people are just living alone and they want to be happier and cooking, reading, painting, whatever they do, music.
Yeah. If you walk into your home and you're feeling overwhelmed, that's not very easy to really recharge and you tend to be more reactive.
I work at a veteran's home. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing, we did all kinds of research and, you know, national surveys and everything like that. If a person's not comfortable where they're living, it's hard for them to have a really, really good mental state of mind.
Totally.
Isn't that the truth?
I can agree.
Absolutely. That is your home is your castle. My dad always said that. But I mean, you really want it to be functional for you. And I really don't care what my neighbors are doing in their house. You know what I mean? It's my house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's the way you got to approach it.
And I also think of, you know, whether you're a mom or let's say you're a mom, we'll use that as an example. And you walk into your home and you're feeling stressed out and overwhelmed by all of the stuff and then all of the things to do. Then it's much harder to be more present with your child. But if you can walk in and feel like have this sense of relief or this, I'm home, you tend to be more present with your child. And then your child can go to school and handle the day-to-day things at school, all of those challenges. And when he comes home, he knows that home is a safe place to be.
Love it.
And then it has this ripple effect even further into the community. You tend to be more responsive and kind with your neighbors. And, you know, when your cup is full, you're better able to help care for your loved ones as well.
Just go back to the real estate thing one more time.
Like
with some foreclosed houses and things like that, we'd have to look out. And I'd actually clean them out at times. I was hired by a company to clean them out. And you'd see they'd have little kids. And it breaks your heart how some of these people live. And I'm not just saying because disadvantaged money-wise. Just how, and these little kids living in that squalor almost. You have to think... They're not gonna. You know what I mean.
They come home to chaos.
They come home to chaos. Whereas
you would have it much more functional. Yeah. This is where they're going to do their homework, and this is where they're going to have their snack.
I mean, somebody my age, if they want to live in a whatever, fine.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah.
It's really individualized to the person and to the family. You know, because what functional means for one person might be a little bit different.
Totally.
To someone else. Right. So that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I try to meet the person where they're at.
But
really
what you're
them.
Doing, I think is so cool. It's not just like, the aesthetics of, come look at my house. It really is a big part of a person's mental capability.
Yeah. Right? It's not about perfection. It's about truly living in your home.
And what April brings is it's not a cookie cutter. This is what you got to do. You interview them first and talk about how do you want to live? What do you do when you come home? What do you do when you wake up in the morning? All right, cool. So we're doing a quiz.
I'm in the lead.
I'm winning.
You are.
I think
I won.
All right.
It's 1-1. It's 1-0.
Oh, no, it's 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
Thank you.
In favor of John Mino.
Thank you very much.
2-1.
But you still have a couple more.
I'm not worried.
All right. So what percentage of homes in the United States have accessibility features? Option 1, less than 5%. Option 2, 10%. Option 3, 20%.
Just wait.
Option 2.
Option 3.
Option
I'm
one.
Sorry to say action.
Just wait. What's the question?
Don't give me
just wait.
That.
Have
what percentage of homes in the U.S. have accessibility features? So these are things are, you know, when I think of like universal design concept.
They're good
making
features.
Your home.
Oh, 5%.
Like being able to get into your home.
Oh, that I misunderstood the question.
You did not.
I did too, because I thought 20% need work, but really 95% need work. But it's 5%.
So it's less than 5% of homes have accessibility features.
That comes with an asterisk.
Todd.
Yep, 2-2 with an asterisk on Jim. Yeah.
Okay.
But I just think like, wow, that's a pretty
really
small
low.
Amount.
And what an opportunity for you.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
And you know, there's some really cool local businesses and different nonprofits in the valley. So I love finding out about all those to help as a community
coordinate
to really help and work on some of those things. So that, you know, I read an article that really looked at home modification, and those are things like the simple fixes, like some of them are simple where maybe just even having wider doorways, you know, that isn't something that has to be like, I have a disability. I can only use this door. No, it's something that's for everyone. This concept of universal design can be beneficial for everyone, regardless of age or ability. And like, if you think of, you know, when you walk into a grocery store, those automatic doors. that's an example of universal design. Someone who is using a wheelchair can benefit from that. Someone who's pushing a cart can benefit from it. Someone who's pushing a stroller or carrying items. It's not really single, making one person like only you can use this. It's for everyone.
That's
and it's
cool.
trying to accommodate for different needs. And I just really think that would be so cool to incorporate that into homes as
Absolutely.
We're building homes.
Absolutely.
And as you
Why
think
not?
Of, like, so people can be able to live in their homes as long as possible.
You Whether you need it or not, do it because
Absolutely.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, yeah that's I great. Like it.
And it's beneficial.
I yeah. like it.
All right.
You know what I want to get? I want to get one of those sinking, soaking tubs, those where it's like ice cold water.
Oh.
And sit in one of those.
Just put cold water in your tub. What
no,
do you mean?
They want it comes up to your neck.
Just scoot down a little bit.
No! I don't think overflow.
You no. might like the cryotherapy. There's something.
Yes, that's the stuff. That's exactly what it is.
It looks like you're coming out from the.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do.
The steam or the.
Yeah.
There's a great one in Appleton.
Oh, I'm going to go do it.
All right, last question.
All right, this is it.
This is a true or false one.
Okay.
Decluttering reduces housework up to 40%.
True.
Yes.
I was going to say that.
And the final score on today's quiz.
I'll take the Astros. I don't care.
Jim Schmidt, 3. John Mino, 2.
Oh, thank you for keeping score, Dan.
Yes. All right. Cool.
That's my job.
Wow, we asked you to do one thing you can't keep score.
Code Zero Radio.
Come on, April.
Oh, yes.
All right, I get the CD. All right, thank you.
Maybe he'll share it with you.
I doubt it.
Congratulations.
Tell us how people can get a hold of you.
Yes.
Yeah, you can. I have a website, functionalliving.life, and you can also email me at functionalwithapril@gmail.com.
And if somebody is thinking about possibly, you know, bringing in a mother-in-law or father-in-law or whom, grandpa, something like that, probably wouldn't be bad to reach out to, huh?
Oh, sure.
Or having another kid.
Sure.
I mean, it's
yeah,
it changes
it's really
your,
about
your
you know,
life.
Yeah. Really looking at home and family.
And I think when people's kids leave, they should call you because their life is going to be different in their home, right? It's not all about them anymore. It's about you and your painting and music, whatever you want to do.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What year did you graduate from high school?
My dog.
99.
Yeah. Were you there the time? We did one of their games, and it was homecoming, and Mike told everybody, no pranks. And they took a bunch of tires and stuffed them all over school, and he suspended a bunch of kids. Were you there for that one?
No, not that one. But I do remember something about a cow.
Okay. We got to talk more. Back to us.
Now on Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cha-ching.
Right, that's $10.
Well, no, I was trying to figure out where Jennifer is from. She told me the name of her
but
town. I'm like...
You could do that at break. Okay, $10.
We were in a break.
Well, we were out of break, and Todd said, you know, when the intro starts... Our agreement was when the intro starts, headsets on. And thank you, Todd. All right, $10. We had $10 fines, and critical of John, I have $90.
No,
so.
you've got
you
100.
You could donate that 100. To Counting Stars.
There you go.
Well,
we are donating to a charity. We all are donating to a church, so I don't feel as bad, but I'm $100 into this thing. Where's Johnny at?
Johnny right now, including that $10, is at $70.
Ooh, that's a good
that's
chunk
getting
of change.
Up there. Wow.
I got to be good.
Oh. Wait, Jennifer.
Burjet.
I like how you said, like, burr, like cold jet. Burr. Jet.
Right. Yes.
But now you could, that's real French, right?
Yes.
You could probably go Burjot.
Be a little pants. Yeah,
you can call me whatever you want.
Right.
Okay,
well, she prefers Jennifer.
All right, because there's a coach that people used to tell me. Well, Scott Vincey from the Press Gazette always said I look like Wayne Fonts. You know Wayne Fonts, he was head coach of the Lions for years.
Yeah,
remember Wayne Fonts? And I was talking to somebody in Detroit about it one time, and somebody said, "Well, you know, when he's on the road and he's in a bar and he's talking to a woman, it's Fonte."
So,
but around Detroit, it's Fonts.
Since she's talking to two guys, it's Bourget.
I have to say, that's not really a compliment to be called Fonts, though. Do you think?
Wayne Fonts.
To look like him?
Yeah.
No. But I did not take it as a compliment.
No, but he didn't look good. He didn't play. He didn't coach very well.
Huh?
They
actually had some pretty good teams with him.
Really?
Yeah. Then he ended up getting fired. But yeah, there he is right there. Yeah,
I can see.
He looks like he's in pain.
Yeah. So John, you talking about John or Wayne?
Both.
I know you had a late night. The big bags under the eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, we all got those.
I can kind of see that. All right.
Okay.
Hey, this is great.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are bringing something to the community through the Y that's long overdue.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us what you do?
So Counting Stars, we actually rent space from the YWCA. We are our own nonprofit agency, but we are supporting 4 to 17-year-olds with disabilities in all of Brown County. We partner with our county long-term children's long-term care supports. Mm-hmm. So all of our kiddos are hooked up with a case manager and have funding through the county. So we currently don't have any families who are paying out of pocket, which is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because these services can add up rather quickly for them. We started in January, in the middle of January, with 6 kiddos that were coming to our daily living skills, you know, on a weekly, some daily, some weekly basis. We're up to over 50 families right now that we're providing supports to.
You know what's cool? Between you two right here, between April and what she's doing for families and helping, and you, these are the kind of things that make Northeast Wisconsin pretty cool. Let's be honest.
It totally is. And one of the reasons that John and I signed up for this is to get the word out. There's a lot of beautiful things going on in Green Bay. And we, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we're a little bit overshadowed by sports or by a car crash or a shooting. And, you know, those got to be reported on. But, you know, with the media, they just don't have time to talk to
about all the good things.
About Counting Stars, about.
And you guys quietly go about your. Your quest.
Well, I don't know how quiet
they are.
Well,
we're not quiet. I would say it's too quiet. So, our kids can be pretty loud. Quiet. And, right. You know, I was just telling Todd that we had a kiddo get his head stuck in 2 bench pieces on the playground last week, and I had an employee calling me, and her voice was shaking, and she's like, "We have a situation," and I literally thought someone died.
Wow.
So I had a little mini heart attack. We have mini heart attacks, I'll call them, mm-hmm. you know, on a regular basis, but we got him out of that bench, and he laughed at us, so...
Wow.
He wasn't phased at all.
Wow.
So what, if you had a mission, if you had a statement here, I want to simplify this, but you provide like education and resources to people with kids, with 4 mm-hmm. to 17-year-olds, is that what you said? With disabilities to get more engaged in the community. Is that fair?
Correct. So our overarching mission is to create a world where anyone can belong anywhere and really, you know, creating a community that is safe and welcoming and inclusive to all of our kids, to all of our people, really. The work doesn't start when our kiddos, you know, turn into adults. The work picks up and it goes in a different direction.
Totally.
But we, at the YW itself, we're providing daily living skills services for our kiddos. So it's not respite. It's not, we don't want to be called glorified daycare. We are educating. We are teaching, training, working on grooming skills, social skills, communication, playing with friends and peers. We have a lot of regular, typically developing kiddos coming in to volunteer and play as well. So we're not just focusing on children with disabilities. We really want what true inclusion looks like.
But true inclusion is it's both parties. You're educating mm-hmm. not only educating the child with disabilities, saying, look, you know, but the people that they're interacting with. And I think that's cool that you're engaging them to come in and learn how they can be better neighbors.
Yeah. How you can make friends, how you can be an employee to somebody with a disability someday. Our biggest goal is, because we're growing so quickly, our biggest goal is to get more business partners coming in and volunteering. And I think that's what this big fundraiser on May 30th will really help us do, is get those business owners, community members coming in and understanding or getting a true picture of who we are. They'll get to see our kiddos all over the room. They'll get to see, it's adults only, so that'll be a lot of fun at Stadium View, but we'll have presentations up with our kiddos, pictures, and family impact stories. So not only are we focusing on the kids, but we're focusing on the family as a whole. We also do IEP advocacy, which is really rare for an agency here in Green Bay. I was an educator, special educator for 18 years.
God bless you.
Yeah. I have my admin license. So I'm like, let's take on all the things that we know are holes in our community. Our families need a lot of support on those IEP meetings, navigating what districts are telling them, doing with their children. And we're there to just help and ask the right questions.
I love this. The 2 classrooms for daily living skills instruction, therapy pool accessible for all. Large gymnasium to practice social skills and exercise. 3 fitness rooms with workout equipment, areas for yoga or other classes, boardroom for parent, unpaid caregiver training, small kitchen to practice cooking skills. I mean, you guys are all across the gamut.
Yeah. So this summer, we'll really be honing in on some of those cooking skills. At the Y, Amy has been amazing. She's been a great mentor to me as well, the executive director. And we are starting a small coffee shop in the lounge. So that's where the kiddos will be practicing their cooking skills, customer wow. service. They'll have bakery items for sale a couple times a week. So come in and check us out from 7
that
to 9.
That is fantastic.
We can do that.
Yeah, we absolutely can.
Drive by your place all the time. You're right here on Madison, right?
So I can start eating that stuff again.
We'll have the coffee. We have to leave the sweets off this summer.
We might do some protein bowls, too.
Well, that we're in on.
I know.
What would that be?
So,
John, protein. Explain to John what protein is.
No, but like what types of food?
So you do a smoothie.
Okay, name me a food, Jim.
In protein, you would have...
Name me three protein beans. Foods.
You could do beans.
You could do beans in a shake. Okay.
Yep, you could do spinach. You can do the protein powder with your fruits, your frozen fruits, a yogurt base or an alternative milk base. They blend all that up, put it in the bowl, and then you top it with fresh fruit, gluten-free graham cracker crumbs, chocolate chips. It's a lot like the Dirt Juicery, so I'm going to plug them a little bit because they're my new addiction. But I think our kids could replicate something similar for a good cause.
What's the name of that place?
The Dirt Juicery.
What is that?
Where is that?
Oh, there's two locations. One's over by the mall in Ashwaubenon, and the other one's on Lineville. So
what do they sell?
The smoothie bowls.
Oh!
And all natural, really great food. Go check them out, too.
Are they new?
I can plug anybody.
They must be. Yeah,
They're newer.
We might get them on here. What's it called again?
The Dirt Juicery.
Okay, all right.
I'm probably murdering. It's Dirt. You'll see a big Dirt on their building.
I don't think that's a great. I am a marketing guy.
Dirt. Farm to table, right? Like.
But people remember it.
True.
Yeah, and they do have one called the Dirt Bowl, and it's got gummy worms in it. That's my favorite.
All right. So this thing that's coming up at Stadium View, this is education for kind of the business community to understand more about you and what they can do as a business to engage and be, what's the word I'm looking for? Just a better partner with people with kids with disabilities. And tell me a little bit more about that event.
Yeah.
When is that again?
So it's on May 30th at Stadium View from 6 to 10 p.m. Adults only. Come party with us for a great cause. We will have a DJ. We have a photo booth coming in, a huge dessert bar with a chocolate fountain, heavy hors d'oeuvres, your first drinks on us. And we're trying to raise money for a 15-passenger handicap accessible bus for this summer. So we really want to be able to provide transportation to our families to and from the center and then to take us on all of our great community outings.
Those aren't cheap.
If you're auction, so do you have like
a have raffle auction, we have raffle baskets, silent auction, and then there's also a paddle bid. So if you're a company, come on in, and we're going to sell off 8x10 inch or bigger logo spots for our bus. So we'll actually be a driving billboard around all of Brown County. Like I said, we have kiddos coming in from Denmark, Howard, Pulaski, Suamico. So our bus will be all over this summer. And we would love to have you come in and compete for one of five slots.
Nice.
So bring your checkbooks.
Yes.
Don't be like last night, Todd.
I know.
Todd, should we talk about this?
Sure.
No, that wasn't my fault.
What did I tell him?
No, you didn't.
The day before yesterday about being at
so
Epic?
So we go out to eat.
They don't take cash.
I don't remember that. I just remember that.
We've said that at least five times on the show.
Don't take cash. Jim's like, hey, you guys want a drink? I'll buy. And the lady goes, we don't take. Well, I don't have my wallet with me. I don't have a wallet.
I didn't have my wallet.
So, by the way, Mino, thanks for the beer last night.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But then we were out at another place, and they only took cash.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It is.
Yeah.
So
they need to make up their mind. I never have cash.
I don't know why you can't take cash.
Me neither.
It's dirty. I think COVID started that, they still haven't. They've decided it's easier to just do cards.
No, I think they're discriminating against people like us that maybe live on cash.
Yeah, there aren't a lot that exist that just live on cash.
We're so sad, he and I. We went to a benefit type thing one day, and the beers were $7. Oh. We didn't have enough money combined to buy
cash.
A beer.
That was cash.
That would be me.
Yeah, we're just like, how much you got? Three.
We need to put a cup out.
We had $6.
And we thought, it's a charity. You really don't want to say to the guy, will you give it to us?
Give us a discount. We'll share it.
That was a weird thing. So, all right. On this, so people can go to this, and I think that's great that you have a goal at the fundraiser to buy a bus or build a whatever. And I think people get behind that. And because you want to get these kids from place to place so they can learn. And I think what's equally as important is that we learn, the businesses learn how to interact so that they feel
absolutely. I think it can really increase businesses' foot traffic. Like, I think her name was April.
Yeah.
April was saying that, you know, if your business is accessible, right, the door's open for you, or
right.
So many businesses that I go into aren't quite yet handicap accessible or welcoming to our kids, right, or our families. And I think us being able to help them will increase that inclusion in our community and really what inclusion looks like. I'm also willing, as part of our sponsorship, to come in and train on DEI goals around with your business and talk about how do you communicate with people who might be nonverbal or, you know, have different needs.
And we know we're
sensory needs.
We're big supporters of the dementia type foundation, yeah, for downtown here. Same types of things.
Educating people on how to react, you know, and how to
do it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure you have your invite list for the 30th, but you need to invite government officials too to make sure the parks, the pools are.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't think about them. We'll add them. We'll start today.
Call the mayors. I mean, really, because I think
Mr. Eric,
we went through that whole exercise here in Green Bay, but there are things that cities could do just even with a wheelchair. If you go under the sink to make sure that those are wrapped so they can't burn their leg and just little things like that.
Absolutely.
To go to zero grade pools is expensive, but they should be at least one pool that's zero grade in the community. But
you get a lift, you know, if you could have a Hoyer lift next to the pool, that can help too.
Right.
How much you're hoping to make?
I would love over $100,000.
Wow.
That would cover the bus and then our summer outings, you know, entrance fees to places, different things that we need. I pay for the snacks for the kids for all summer, so it'd be great to have some money in our kitty for snacks. You know, we will never turn down a dollar.
Excellent.
No, but people got it. This is a good cause. This isn't just operation funds. It's not your salary. No, I mean,
it's
you're
for the kids.
And you are buying specific things. So that's the 30th at Stadium View, which is easy parking. That's a great place. 6 to 10 p.m. And
we'll keep
silent
promoting
auction.
That.
We'll promote it. I think this is a
and
great thing.
And you can walk
thing.
In and pay at the door if you need to.
All right.
So we'll turn no one
do
away.
Do take cash?
Yes.
Okay.
How about I need a website for you. Did we go through that? I need that.
Countingstarsgb.org. And it's still a little bit under construction. So.
All right. Sounds great. Wonderful what you're doing, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me. Join us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
Certainly will.
And we'll be there for breakfast with the Dirt Bowl.
Awesome.
We will?
Yeah.
Okay.
The YWCA.
Starts June 10th.
Right. June 10th.
Our summer programming,
all right.
June 10th.
But May 30th first.
I don't know if your body can handle too much protein. Thanks, Jennifer. We'll be back.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
Mind
Jennifer.
Of the Mayor, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mary here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Nice day out there, 59 already in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Boy, when we had Brittany on earlier, Merlot talking about could be some nasty, nasty stuff tomorrow, late afternoon in the valley.
I know.
I mean, like tornado warnings and weird stuff.
Yeah, prepare for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too, this time of year, this is when it always can be weird. I remember in the UP so many times, like when I was in high school or whatever, they would have track meets canceled because they didn't have soccer or anything. It was just track, basically, from snowstorms. Even, like, this time of year, you'd have things
moved
like
up.
That.
I agree.
Just weird. It's, like, crazy weird stuff.
But those storms that come through, that's a pretty narrow band, but it's like it doesn't last long. But man,
heavy,
is that,
thick, cold, crazy,
got a lot of punch.
That's like heart attack type show.
It is
snow
weird.
Shoveling.
So I live over Astor Park, or actually St. James Park, and those trees are really old. And we had one tree that this is, I don't know, 3 years ago, and that storm came through, and it wasn't that long of a storm. I'm not kidding you, like 15 minutes, maybe 20. But it took one of those huge trees down on a car.
Oh. Can't even imagine what that did.
So, they're pretty powerful. So, I don't know if that's what...
But you know what's funny, though? I was walking in that area the other day, okay?
Yeah.
And you could see where they cut down some of those trees. And the things were huge,
totally.
Okay? But you can see they're like rot. They're almost like hollow inside.
Well, that it was.
Okay.
So, you wonder, I mean, right, City of Green Bay, and I'm sure Appleton, they all have the same philosophy. They don't really cut trees down to cut trees down, right? I mean, but it's really, you know, disease...
Yeah,
if it's dying, if it's dangerous.
But I was shocked at
those trees are dangerous because there's nothing in there.
Uh-uh.
You can just go in and grab it.
It was just hollow, just mush.
You can grab it with your hand. Yeah, that's when this tree fell, I went over there. And I was surprised. I was expecting to count the rings.
Well, they get it. You know what I saw?
There's no rings anymore.
There's a new app. You can get an app on your phone. And you can do it to a tree.
Heard
and it'll
that.
Tell you how old it is.
Yeah.
I want to get that.
I don't know if those are that. I mean, really?
Why?
Do you think they're that accurate?
I don't know.
Because they got it for plants. Because
I've always wondered that, too. But, you know, another thing, we always used to say rattlesnake, it gets one more rattle for every year, and that's not true. But I think
God,
for trees, you never heard that?
No.
That's how you tell how old a rattlesnake is?
No, I would never be that close to one. So,
right.
No, okay. No, there's things that, I know that they have that for plants because our neighbor has it. And sometimes in the, you don't know if it, like, especially along, like, your fence line, you don't know if it's, like, a weed or a plant.
Yeah,
she can
they
go
got
there.
Those, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's
our neighbor has that
because
she came over to our
house.
Well,
why do you think that works, but the other one doesn't?
I think age would be tough on looking at the bark.
I don't know.
If you have to cut the tree and look at the rings, well, that's cheating.
One. I'm getting one.
Yeah,
does anybody know how I can get that
work.
App?
I don't think that's going to work.
Okay. Well.
Because if you look at the, well, maybe they can tell. I guess it's like telling how old somebody is with their skin, the bark.
I don't know. Okay, by the way, I'll tell you what. When we were walking into the Whammies at Epic last night, and you said, oh, my God, have you ever had one of their burgers? I'm like, no. And then I saw somebody walk by with them. What is that place? It's a truck that goes around, a food truck. What kind of a burger? Because that looked like the most delicious, big, thick, juicy burger I've ever seen.
He started with a food truck, and his bricks and mortar place is in Howard. Oh, man, is that a good burger? Bacon burger. That's what it's called. It's called the bacon burger. And they have great fries, too.
I mean, that was bigger than your head.
It is. And that is a treat. But, I don't know how often. If we go there, we're going to go there again and again and again. So I think we should. But I'd like to go there. It is a great burger. And what he makes is the patties. Obviously, he hand makes them. But he grinds bacon right into the burger with sausage. With sausage.
Wow.
It is the best.
And what's the name of it?
I think it's called Bacon Burger. Wasn't that the name?
In the truck.
He has a food truck. And his wife works at TC. I talked to her there. I hope it's doing well for him. He's a little off the beaten path. You know, you got to kind of find his place. But somebody who's got something that specialty, people will drive a little bit to find it. You know what I mean? Whereas you don't have to be like on a highway or something or at a main street. But great, great burgers. I'm telling you.
It just, look, it's like literally my mouth started watering looking at that.
Mine's
thing.
Watering right now just thinking about that. It's that is a great place. So anyway, the bacon burger.
We got to do that. Ask him to bring us one someday. Do you know him, the owner?
Yeah.
Ask him to just drop off here one day.
They're not cheap.
Small business spotlight. Think about it. Well, bring your cash. You'll take cash.
For breakfast?
Yeah. Burgers for breakfast.
That'd be a hell of a breakfast.
We used to do our show over at the Old Abbey. Remember the Old Abbey where you probably hung out?
I did.
When you were in college?
Yep.
We'd have burgers and bloodies for breakfast. We'd do the radio show having them.
And that's what you called it?
Yeah.
And your boss let you do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
I thought you couldn't drink on the air.
We didn't, but everybody else would.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I get it.
What?
Of course you didn't.
We didn't?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Burgers and
bloodies for breakfast.
That's not a bad idea.
I know.
Wow, he gave you some credit.
That's
I said it's not bad. I didn't say it was good. I'll take that bell away.
Wow.
Anyway, this really, Todd, did you see that guy last night when we went to the Whammies? He was outside in the parking lot. And the owner wasn't in the truck, which is good. That means he's got some employees. And the last time I was there, he was there. I also would have talked to him, but that's a great business. And, you know, I like food trucks. I think you can be, you know, even in teaching, we talk to students about food trucks, and there's a lot that goes into a food truck, right?
I know.
There's the employees, there's the product, there's the marketing, there's, you
oh,
take
well,
credit
I know.
Cards.
I'm going to be
not
starting one.
That's right.
Hey, okay.
We're gonna
somebody
have a village
told me,
with you.
Well, you know what somebody told me? Mm. They said there's like years long waiting lists to get into the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well,
I thought you could just call them up and say, hey, can I have a spot and pay $50 or for...
No?
No. How long is the waiting list?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's unique, I don't think it's as long. I think they want to have a variety of things in the farmer's market.
I'm going to have a variety.
Yeah, I don't... You know what? We can look into that.
All right.
Because I don't know about that. You're going to make your money on the NFL draft with your...
Well, I know, but I want to, you know, warm up by going there every week, you know?
It's not a bad idea. Get a little practice,
absolutely,
right? Find out what works.
Absolutely.
Okay, John, do you realize the effort? You got to get there early. You got to get the truck. You're going to do all that?
Yes.
Ah.
What?
Okay.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Reggie Desimore, who was on the show last week from Caribbean Taste and Area 509.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Went out to their anniversary party on Saturday. Beautiful weather, sitting outside. Had a DJ, had a dance group come out to do some dance lessons and stuff like that. The food was absolutely amazing.
So you mentioned.
Oh, my gosh.
Really good, huh?
And the thing is, they give you so much food. You order and you get like, I had chicken. There's three sides. So by the time I was done with that, I couldn't have another bite.
Wow.
But man, I got to go again this week.
And isn't that kind of healthy food that Caribbean?
It's not bad.
Caribbean,
it's Haitian food. I mean, there's some carbs there, Jim. But
oh, well, what that wouldn't stop me. I was just
that's what I'm saying, right?
Okay, yeah.
You'd burn them off. You guys had a quick break. Mine and the Mayor back after this.